ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Ukraine marking the second anniversary of the Russian invasion. People in the capital, Kyiv, paying tribute today to the tens of thousands of Ukrainians who lost their lives. Lukasz Wanta, councillor of the Polish city of Krakow, among those visiting the memorial in Independence Square.
Everyone is a bit tired, especially Ukrainian people. No one is more tired than Ukrainian people because of this war. And that's why we are here, to show that the world hasn't forgotten.
But Russia has made significant advances in recent months as U.S. military aid languishes in Congress. Russian officials have given Alexei Navalny's body back to his mother following a week of stalling. Still remains to be seen if the Kremlin, fearful of a large crowd of supporters, lets him have a proper funeral in Moscow. South Carolina voters casting their ballots today in the state's Republican primary. Donald Trump, Nikki Haley going head to head. The latest polls show Trump leading the former South Carolina governor by 30 points. This is ABC News. For the first time since King Charles' cancer diagnosis, Buckingham Palace releasing new images showing the British monarch enjoying the cards and letters sent to him from all over the world. ABC's Lama Hassan outside the palace in London.
More than 7,000 of them and counting. An outpouring of support and well wishes. Some are personal and poignant messages. Many of them are hand-drawn cards from children. The palace not revealing the exact details of his cancer diagnosis, except that it is not prostate cancer. Now, the king has stepped back from his public-facing royal duties as he continues his outpatient treatment. He is said to be on good form.
Back here at home, while hospitals are seeing slightly fewer COVID, flu, and RSV patients this week, the number of overall respiratory illness patients is holding steady, says the CDC. That's similar to last week. 25 states plus New York City and D.C. experiencing high or very high levels of respiratory illness activity. And the CDC reporting an increase in norovirus cases across the country. The highest number of cases showing up in the Northeast. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidtwood and Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Tech.
It's currently a sunny 29 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. Our afternoon forecast calls for partly sunny and a bit breezy, highs reaching around 40 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows dropping to around 30 degrees. For Sunday, expect partly cloudy and warmer with highs reaching around 54. Sunday night, mostly clear and quiet, but still mild with lows dropping to around 29. And for Monday's forecast, mostly sunny, windy, and incredibly warm for the season, highs reaching around 63. After our morning's low of 15 degrees, we're currently at a sunny 29.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Today is Saturday, February 24th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. The search for 3-year-old Elijah View of Two Rivers continues. Two Rivers police have confirmed that landfills and rivers are part of the search. In the meantime, two adults have been charged in connection with his disappearance. Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, 31, of Wisconsin Dells, is being held on a charge of party to the crime of child neglect, on a $15,000 bond with the conditions of no contact with the co-defendant and no contact with any child under the age of 18. Jesse Vang, 39, of Two Rivers, is also being held on a charge of child neglect. Bond was set at $20,000 with the conditions of non-contact with the co-defendant, no contact with any children under the age of 18, and absolute sobriety. Both are due back in court on Monday. The search for Elijah continues by law enforcement and many concerned citizens. On Thursday, the Wisconsin Assembly passed a bipartisan measure to ensure the safety of children. The PRINCE Act aims to address gaps in current requirements for Amber Alerts. The bill is named after Prince McCree, who was reported missing last October. After an Amber Alert requested by Milwaukee police was never issued, the 5-year-old boy's body was found in a Milwaukee dumpster a day later. The new alert would go out for children who cannot return home without help or if the child is younger than 10. Madison State Representative Sheila Stubbs.
When their safety is endangered, our children deserve to be searched for as immediately and as thoroughly as possible.
The bill was also inspired by the 2022 disappearance of 10-year-old Lily Peters, who went missing in Chippewa Falls and was later found dead. After receiving prior approval by the Wisconsin Senate, the bill now goes to Governor Tony Evers' desk. The Wisconsin Ethics Commission is recommending that state prosecutors file felony charges against a fundraising committee for former President Donald Trump and a Republican state lawmaker related to an effort to unseat Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The Ethics Commission provided documents on Friday showing that it referred the alleged violations to several county prosecutors on Tuesday. The commission alleges that Trump's committee and state representative Janelle Branton, a Trump ally, conspired in a scheme to evade campaign finance laws to support the Republican primary challenger to Voss in 2022. Voss angered Trump after he fired a former state Supreme Court justice whom Voss had hired to investigate Trump's allegations of fraud in the 2020 presidential election. During the winter time, temperatures drop and usually utility bills go up as a result of consumers trying to stay warm by heating their homes or businesses. As a result of the higher utility usage, individuals might fall behind on payments. Not only are utility companies aware of this, but also scammers as well. Michelle Reinen is from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
We had that period of winter where we had the good snow and the sub-zero temperatures, and right now we're in a high season, and we may go back to that cold season. What happens is scammers watch the weather, and they put the fear into consumers, and they'll threaten to disconnect utilities due to late payments, incorrectly filed documents, or some other reasons as to why they need payment immediately from you. They'll contact consumers claiming to represent the local utility company and may even manipulate caller IDs to look like the phone call is coming from that company in your area. They can mention work orders, billing statements, truck numbers, or other highly specific details to make a story seem legitimate, and of course add urgency as to why you need to pay attention and make payment right away.
While scammers may put fear in those they contact, there is a deadline time set that gives utility customers time to pay off their past due balance on their bills.
The consumers will make their payment for fear of this disconnection, usually during the period of time when we're in a deep cold spurt or just even cold evenings when you're still going to need your utilities, and in advance of our official moratorium time period. So in the state of Wisconsin, there's a moratorium for consumers to not be disconnected if they fall behind on their heating bills, and that's April 15th of this year. And this is to make sure that consumers can stay warm and not have utilities disconnected.
If you receive a call about your utility bill, there are a few things to know so you can avoid being scammed.
If you get a phone call like this, know that it is a scam for that one reason alone, that we have the moratorium. The second reason you know it's a scam is because utility companies are not going to contact you by phone about disconnection. They contact you first by mail and then go through an entire process of contacting you, with the last one being leaving something on your doorstep and maybe even showing up in person. But they do not just call you out of the blue and demand that you pay by gift card, cryptocurrency, or some other prepaid form of payment.
If you are unsure of the status of your account, contact your utility provider using the contact information from a billing statement or website. If you are behind on paying your bill, there is help available, according to Reinen.
And if consumers find themselves falling behind and need assistance with their utility bill, they can find resources from our State Public Service Commission at psc.wi.gov, or they can apply for energy, utility, water, or emergency rental assistance by calling the statewide customer care center, and that is at energyandhousing.wi.gov. So there are resources available where people can start to address those needs in advance of April 15th.
If you are unable to access information by going online, you can call the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin for resources at 608-266-2001. If you need to contact the Statewide Consumer Care Center for energy assistance, their number is 1-800-506-5596. Also, if you are a victim of a utility bill scam, you can contact DCCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov or go to their website at datcp.wi.gov.
Residential apartment living at Schmidt Woodland Hills combines the pleasure of independent living with a sense of security found only in a supportive community committed to serving seniors. Jean Burkett knew all along that Schmidt Woodland Hills would be her eventual home.
I just thought, why don't I move while I'm hale and hearty and can make the decision and enjoy life at Schmidt?
It's been a great transition for Jean.
The thing I love about Schmidt is we can be as involved in the dining room or with the activities, or you can shut your door and be as private as you want to and read your book. So it's been a fine experience for me.
If you're wrestling with the decision, Jean understands.
It is hard to leave your home, and you're leaving your memories of your children growing up, but those are still in my head. I'm very happy that a lovely family is in that house now, and I'm where I am. I'm safe, and I'm comfortable, and I'm happy.
Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. It's more than living. It's living well. Call 647-8931.
A new season starts with big savings from New Holland and Simpsons Tractor in Richland Center. A new season starts with big savings, meaning 0% financing and cashback offers now through March 31st at Simpsons Tractor. There are special offers on select mid-range tractors, specialty tractors, and utility tractors. The popular subcompact tractors, compact tractors, Workmaster tractors, and T6 tractors are all eligible for special financing or cashback offers. And New Holland's outstanding line of hay tools and spreaders waiting with big savings, including roll belt, round balers, mowers, disc mower conditioners, plus more. Offers are good through March 31st only at Simpsons Tractor. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required on select equipment. Offer good through March 31st, 2024. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. Standard terms and conditions apply.
WRCO News Time is 12:15. It's a bone-chilling day in Cazenovia today. It's the 24th annual Lee Lake Polar Bear Plunge in support of the Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination and the American Cancer Society.
If you're a jumper and you get pledges, you can delineate which you want it to be gold for. You can put it toward the American Cancer Society, Grace, or you can split it between the two. And then after we take that out, the money that's left over, we divide 85% goes to Grace, 15% goes to the American Cancer Society.
From its humble beginnings, the Polar Bear Plunge has continued to grow into a large community, supported fundraiser to support both organizations as residents of the Cazenovia area are covered by both. Doors to the Cazenovia Community Center are open for you to come in and look around at your leisure. Check out the live auction items, silent auction items, raffle items, and bake sale. Food and refreshments are also available for purchase. Activities will be moving out to the lake at around 2 o'clock this afternoon. The number of Wisconsin residents who have received speeding tickets is nearly double the national average. A new report from the insurance comparison shopping website Insurify reports that the Badger State and Ohio each have 7.8% of its drivers reporting at least one ding violation on their record. Both states are surpassed by only North Dakota at 8.7%. The national average is 4.1%. The website adds that the Wisconsin State Patrol issued 1,100 speeding tickets in 2022 for going more than 100 miles per hour. That's up from 583 in 2019. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle a Wisconsin winter. They also thank all their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go away. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today is Saturday, February 24th.
Edith Burkhalter, 93 of Laval, died February 15th at home after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held today at 1:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Waniwak. Burial will be in the Pine Eden Cemetery in Waniwak. A luncheon will follow at the Waniwak American Legion Hall. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home today from now until the time of the service at 1:30. In lieu of flowers, donations to a Grace Hospice Care, Shriners Hospitals for Children, or St. Jude's Children's Hospital would be appreciated. Survivors of Edith Burkhalter include 6 children, Diane and Don Hess, and Donna and Ben Field, all of Waniwak, Dale and Elaine Hepp of Laval, Denise and Fred Strecker of Waniwak, Doreen Hepp and Brian Butcher of Reedsburg, and Don and Jill Kelbel of Hillsboro. 18 grandchildren, several great-grandchildren, and a great-great-grandson. Sister Bonnie Hooker, brother Byron Walter, sister-in-law Judy Walter, and many nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval. Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River, died February 9th at Boscobel Care and Rehab. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday from 1 until 4 o'clock at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Friends of Blue River. The Clara Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. Doris Brown is survived by her husband, William, children Catherine and David Davis, Greg and Ruth Brown, and Jeffrey and Pamela Brown, along with 8 grandchildren, several great-grandchildren, a sister, Karen and Cy Perkins, and other relatives and friends. Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center, died Monday after a long and courageous battle with dementia. Funeral services will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Sunday from 2 until 5. Memorials may be made to the family. Wilmer Pliner is survived by his wife of 61 years, Sharon, 4 children, Dan and Don Pliner, Lisa and Tim Coy, Lori Pliner, and Dennis Pliner, along with 9 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, a brother, Daryl and Marveline Pliner, and many nieces and nephews. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center. Robert Rinflish, 77, of Muscadet, died February 12th. Military graveside rites will be held on Monday at 1 o'clock at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Of Robert Rinflish, 77, of Muscadet. Lucille L. Gauger, 87, of Endeavor, formerly of Blue River, died Monday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held next Saturday, March 2nd, at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will follow in the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church next Saturday, March 2nd, from 9 until the time of the service at noon. Memorial contributions may be made to the Blue River Fire and Rescue. Lucille Gauger survived by 6 children, Bobby Ann and Jim Goplin, David and Karen Dagenhart, Gary and Barb Dagenhart, Bruce Dagenhart, Lori Ann and Steve Biba, and Frank and Elizabeth Gauger, along with 18 grandchildren, 33 great-grandchildren, sisters Renata Winch and twin sister Lois Swenner, along with many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Lucille L. Gauger, 87, of Endeavor, formerly of Blue River.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Some great buys coming your way. Cod loin, $7 a pound. Organic Triscuit crackers with sea salt, 9-ounce box, $2.25. Jimmy Dean sage pork sausage, $2.25 each, two for $4, or a case of 12 for $22.50. Stovetop stuffing, $1 a box. Tostino's pizza rolls, 15-count box, two flavors to choose from, $1.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy. They become aware that some of you have received notices stating they're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, the situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. They apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your health and peace of mind are their top priorities. Thank you for trusting in them to care for you.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today, Laverne and Mary Miller, and Tom and Elizabeth Schauer. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Hey, good Saturday to you. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter for WRCO. Partly sunny skies throughout the rest of the day today and a bit on the breezy side as temperatures top out at a high of 40 degrees. Southwest winds at 7 to 17 miles per hour through the rest of the afternoon and evening. We'll see variably cloudy skies as we go into tonight. The temperature is only falling off to a low near 30 degrees overnight with southwest winds continuing at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And then partly cloudy skies and warmer conditions in store for Sunday. Highs reaching to 54 degrees as winds turn to the west at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Mainly clear and quiet and still on the mild side for our Sunday night. Lows only fall back to near 29 with winds turning to the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And then mostly sunny skies in the forecast for Monday. It will be windy and incredibly warm as highs reach to near 63 degrees. South winds will pick up at 15 to 30 miles per hour throughout the day on Monday. Lows Monday night stay on the mild side, only falling off to near 42. And then breezy conditions again in the forecast for Tuesday, but more clouds moving in with the chance for rain and thunderstorms developing by the afternoon and evening. We'll see temperatures again top out near 64 degrees on Tuesday, but those temperatures will come crashing down through the evening and into Tuesday night as we'll see rain showers turn over to snow and low temperatures falling down to 16 degrees on Tuesday night. We'll see much colder conditions as we go into Wednesday. Maybe some lingering snow showers on Wednesday. Otherwise, breezy conditions and highs only reaching to near 29 degrees. We'll stay chilly into Wednesday night. Lows falling down to 13 and then partly cloudy and a bit warmer going into Thursday. Highs reach to near 42. Lows for Thursday night will be mild, only near 28 degrees, and then more sunshine in the forecast by Friday. It turns breezy and very warm again, highs near 55. I'm meteorologist Alex Winter.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 31 degrees in Richland Center. We have a wind speed between 7 and 10 miles per hour out of the southwest, barometer reading of 30.02, and so far no precipitation to report for today. Yesterday's high reached 41 degrees, and we had a trace amount of snow here at the WRCO listening studio. Our morning's low was 15 degrees. We had a record high in 1958 of 63 degrees. Record low in 1889 of 20 degrees below zero. Last year's high reached 23 with a low of 7. The sun will set today at 5:44 and rise tomorrow at 6:45. Again in Richland Center, we're currently at a sunny 31 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralask brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralask pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to State Tournament Wrestling on WRCO-FM 100.9 and live online at WRCO.com. We are proud to share play-by-play coverage of local wrestlers competing at the state level, as we have for many years. We now join Bill Twining and Dave Wormand live from Madison for State Wrestling on WRCO Radio.
And welcome back to the Kohl Center. We're about halfway through the placement round. The matches for third and fifth in all three divisions for the boys and also for the girls. Take a scan of the fieldhouse scoreboard, and it looks like a couple of guys familiar with each other are entering period number three at 144 pounds of Division III. That would be freshman Brock Hinderman of Isle of Grand Highland and junior Zach Moline of Aquinas. And it looks like Moline is coming out on top of this one, David.
Yeah, he's on his way right now, 6-2, 8-2 as he just got two more near fall. So 1:36 to go in that third period.
Drew Hurd of Prairie du Chien enjoying a 5-3 lead. 30 seconds left in his match, Division II at 144. That's for third place there.
Keeping an eye here on Brock Hinderman, the freshman. Restarting here, down by six, as Moline is able to lift him and returns him to the mat on his back. Adding more near fall is Moline. And there's the three more awarded, 11-2 now. This is the third place match. The freshman from Isle of Grand Highlands had a great tournament. Just run into a little tough one here, down by nine with under a minute to go. Bill mentioned now Hinderman's getting some near falls, so he's got a couple there. He's going to let Moline go. Moline gets the reversal, so as he was not completely released, he was down in on a leg, so Moline's going to get a reversal, up 13-6 with under 30 seconds to go. Division III, 144 pounds. Third place match.
That was D144 pounds.
Hindering does get another escape, down by six, but he's just going to run short on time, as our final there is going to be Zach Moline over Brock Hinderman of Iowa Highland by a score of 13-7. So Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland places fourth in Division III at 144. Drew Hurd of Prairie du Chien has taken third in Division II, the same weight class, 144. Keep our eyes open for some upcoming matches. I know we have some more from Iowa Grand Highland, David, but why don't I recap a little bit what has happened here in the placement round. Interrupt me if I miss somebody that we shouldn't miss.
Well, they're coming up right now. Imhoff is, and Bussy's right after him on that same mat 7.
All right. For the girls at 100 pounds, taking from our area sixth place, Kylie Klum of West Beach. She lost a 7-3 match to Clara Yalk of Milton, a girl she defeated in the first round. This time Yalk gets the win, and Kylie Klum of Westby, a sophomore, takes sixth place. The girls here at the state tournament. At 106 pounds in Division II, a third-place victory for Fulton Koss, a sophomore from Gale Ettrick Trempolo, Melrose Mindoro. He places third at state. We moved to the 107-pound weight class just before we went for the news at noon. We heard Emma Hades' match as she was defeated in about the third place, lost to Kayla Whittier of McGonigal. Emma Hades of Richland Center. 4 wins here at state, and she places fourth as a senior. Congratulations to her. Brooklyn Lowe finishes fifth with a pin over freshman Caitlin Lambries of Holman. Lambries places sixth for the Holman Vikings. 113 pounds. Again, taking a look at wrestlers from the area. Nick Ersland of Wisconsin Dells gets a fifth-place medal in Division II. Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle wins the third-place match and medals there. In Division III, at 120 pounds, Drake Gosta of Mauston Nakusa will take home a fourth-place medal in Division II, and Roger Fleege of Aquinas takes home fourth in Division III. How are things going with Mr. Imhoff, David?
Right now it's still 0-0, just starting the second period.
Amelia Adams of La Crosse, Logan Central wins the fifth-place match. From Andrea Ekdahl of Monroe, that's girls 120 pounds. The 126-pound bracket, an Oregon wrestler, Cade Aberg, a freshman, great tournament for him. He takes third, also from the area. Turner Campbell of Holman is fifth. 126 in Division II, Ethan Aird of Darlington Blackhawk takes a fourth-place medal. 126 for the girls. Let's finish this one first. Frankie Groom of North Crawford Seneca, a freshman. Boy, she's closing in on 40 wins. Her freshman year, great year for Frankie. She wins the fifth-place match decidedly, 8-1 over Lily Becker, who came in as a second seed. Lily Becker from Brookfield East placed fourth last year in the 114-pound weight class. Frankie Groom beat her twice in this tournament, including for the fifth-place medal at 126 for the girls.
Back to Tyson. Still a tight match as Zandavis started the second period down, and he's able to get the escape. We're down to about 40 seconds to go in the second period. 1-0 lead for Tyler Zandavis of Fenimore up against Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. They're continuing the battle here. Tyson looks like he's going to maybe score here, not quite yet, as Zandavis is hanging on to that ankle. Trying to get two there for Tyson. So I don't know why that's not a takedown. There it is. Boy, Ryan Allen was getting pretty worked up there, but there's a takedown for just a couple seconds as Tyson was able to slip in a leg ride, and he does get the two, so 2-1 lead here at the end of two. So a nice work there for Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland to take the lead. Now he's going to start the third period down.
So we got Adriana Lowe's also, North Crawford Seneca girls out there. She's on map four, so we'll keep an eye on her as Tyson gets in the escape. So now he's up by two this early in the third period here. And he's up against the number one seeded wrestler in this weight class division, 3, 150-pound Zyler Sanjavis. Meanwhile, Tyson is the number eight seeded wrestler in this weight class. And now he's in on a deep single, trying to come through. He drops the hip over. Again, Zyler's hanging on to that ankle. Same situation we had back in the second period. Tyson's just trying to clear one of those ankles. Zyler's got a hold of both of them as he's trying to scoot his hips out. They're both in similar positions. Now Tyson's able to get the crossface and the takedown. Add two more. Down to a minute to go. He's up 5-1. This would be a huge victory for Tyson Imhoff, the junior, if he could pull this out. Number eight against number one in this third place match. And now we're going to have blood time on Zyler, I believe.
There have been a number of weight classes in this tournament, in this round in particular, David, where wrestlers are meeting for the second time, because these two met earlier with Zansevich getting the win in the quarterfinals yesterday morning, 5-3.
Jump it over to Adriana Logue, since we have blood time. She's up 2-0, and we're 18 seconds to go in the first period. She's over there on mat four. She does get two more for a near fall. And she's going to get it at the end of the period there. If she'd had more time, I think she could have worked herself out a pin. But gets a couple more near fall to go up 6-0. Meanwhile, back to Tyson Imhoff, Grand Highland. Tyler Zanjavis of Fenimore, back from blood time, 47 seconds to finish. 4-point lead for Imhoff. As Zyler stands up, Imhoff drops down the leg. Zyler kicks out of it, gets the escape. 5-2, 36 seconds on the clock. Third place match here for Tyson Imhoff in the lead by three. Zyler takes a step, but Tyson drops down in himself, almost had another single leg, working the edge of the mat. Now Zyler trying to do a head steal, drops down. Tyson is down underneath him, hanging on to that single leg. 10 seconds here as they're going to go near the edge. Tyson just wants to try to stay in bounds here, and we're going to have a warning against Tyson. Now you got to be careful. Final seconds and a nice, huge victory there for Tyson Imhoff. Number eight seeded wrestler defeats the number one seeded wrestler by a score of 5-2, Tyson Imhoff. Adriana Logue is out to a huge lead, 10-0.
Why don't we pick up on that? We missed her because of that quick pin in her previous match. Frankie Groom of North Crawford Seneca won her third place match a little while ago, and now Adriana Logue trying to follow suit.
And she's doing a good job. She's just over a minute to go, up 12. She's going to get probably some, well, maybe not. I thought she was going to get a turn there and get more near fall, but she's trying to get that half Nelson in there.
It's Schubel of Cameron. That
and Schubel gets the reversal and got Adriana on her back. Gets the reversal. There, Adriana is able to work back to her stomach, working the edge of the mat. Going to give up near fall, but she's going to get reversal right back there. So she's bouncing back from that whole mess. Twenty-five seconds to go with a 10-point lead. They go off the edge of the mat. They're going to work their way back to the center here. Up 14-4 with 20 seconds, it looks like. And this is a third-place match for the girls at 185 pounds. been a nice tournament for the young lady from North Crawford, Seneca. Trying to ride this out here, the closing seconds. Looks like she got a couple more in there, fall. Oh, she's just trying to get a pin here, but I think she's going to run out of time. She does, but she's going to get two more in here, fall. So her final looks like it's going to be 18-4 for Adriana Logue for her North Crawford Seneca. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back in a moment with some more from the tournament in Madison. This is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Roof. What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof.
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof.
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Promoting the accomplishments of area wrestlers for over 50 years. This is WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
There are three matches going on involving wrestlers from our immediate area, from our main conference anyway, the SWA, LSWC, and all three going in our favor. Braylon Goble of Darlington Blackhawks has a 3-0 lead in his match at 157 for third place. Jeremiah Avery of Prairie du Chien is bouncing back with a nice 7-3 advantage early in the third period. Fifth place, 165 in Division II. And Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland has a 2-0 lead. Second period action there. We'll pick up on that in just a moment. Want to share some other finals for you here in the placement round. Fifth place in Division I goes to Devin Lietzau of Sparta. Nice victory there. Drake Ingham of Prairie du Chien places sixth at 132 in Division II, and a couple of area place winners, and they both finished with victories. Sophomore Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grand Highland places third with a victory, and senior Gunnar Wopak bows out with a fifth-place medal for Royal Wanewoc Center. Nice win there, 4-1 over Swain Stenzel of Marathon. And at 138 pounds, let's pick up there. Preston Cradiville of Holman takes home the fifth-place medal for the Vikings in Division I. Division II, winning by disqualification, was Marcus McIntyre of Broadhead Judah over Sugar River's Mason Mao. Second time in the tournament, those two faced each other. And in Division III, Reed Sawyer of New Lisbon places fourth, losing the third-place match 6-3 to Elias Glinsky of Crandon. What do we have, David? Oh, Avery, Jeremiah Avery, just about done here. He still is up 9-5, 22 seconds. Meanwhile, Jackson Bussey is still holding on to a 2-point lead, 139 to go in the third period. And Braylon Goble is up 4-0, and he's in the closing seconds. And that's Division II, 157. So he's going to be a winner at 4-0. Jeremiah Avery is down to 6 seconds in his match. Division II, 165 pounds. But we do have injury time there.
Go ahead and bring Jackson Bussey a victory in his match.
All right. He's down to a minute 20 to go here in this match. Still hanging on to a two-point lead. He is on the bottom here in the third period as his opponent is, what's his first name? Tyler Sunday. Tyler Sunday wrestling on Saturday from Clear Lake. Jackson Bussey, a sophomore. He, too, has an outstanding tournament. That whole program, Iagra and Highland, has had an outstanding tournament. And Jackson looks like he's going to get a reversal. Builds a little cushion there. Not a lot, but a little cushion up 4-0 with 45 seconds. See if he can finish this out and take home a third-place medal. He's tough on top, tipping that leg hook, so Sunday is not able to turn over to his stomach real well. He's got his hip turned, but that's because of Bucky. He's got that one leg hook. Now he lets that go. He goes back to a traditional ride here on the right side. 4-0 down to 15 seconds. Well, Avery is still on blood time with 6 seconds to go on that match. Down to 5 seconds for Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland. Division III, 157 pounds. Bussey's going to hold on for a third-place medal by a score of 4-0, so congratulations to him.
Riley Wanick is on deck for Riverdale on mat number 8. And Teague Perkins of Richland Center is very close to wrestling. He's scheduled for mat number 5 to follow up Jeremiah Avery of Prairie du Chien, but there's blood time for one of the wrestlers with 6 seconds on the clock.
It's been on that blood time for more than 6 seconds.
And Teague Perkins is just standing by waiting, getting some tips from assistant coach Wyatt Seep there on the sideline.
While we wait for that one, we do have Emerson Mullen. Again, as I said earlier, Iowa Grand Highland in a somewhat of a dual meet format here. He
yep.
takes the mat. He's out there on mat 7 as he gets started. And that Avery match is going to become a final here. 11-5 for Avery, which gives way for Teague Perkins. 6 with Emerson until Teague is ready to go. As Emerson Mullen is up 2-0 as he got the first takedown, and he's got a good breakdown here as he is down to 25 seconds in the first period. Russ Perkins is all set. Division II, 215 pounds. And Riley Wanick, too, has taken the mat, so we'll watch that one also as he's over there on mat 8.
I'll keep an eye on that one.
All right. I'll mention he's up against Tristan Eckstein from Marquistan, a sophomore. Teague Perkins out here against Cal Lance Leasing. We think he's the tallest guy in the tournament.
He looks like a basketball player out
yeah.
there in the wrestling.
They're down to 10 seconds in the first period there for Teague Perkins. He's wrestling out here for fifth place. Fifth place match for Teague Perkins, the seniors, trying to finish this tournament on the high end here. At the end of one, it is a 0-0 score. Meanwhile, Riley Wanick is in a 0-0 score. Emerson Mullen continues to lead 2-0.
It's not uncommon, David, to see basketball players that look like wrestlers on the court.
No.
But it's very uncommon to see a wrestler that looks like a basketball player out there on the mat.
Right. Now we get set here with Teague on the top position. Clock takes off, and Leasing does get the escape. So 1-0 lead for him, and Teague is down deep on a single leg. Let's go. The leg has to retreat. Comes back up and is able to turn and face him. No points scored there. 1-0 lead yet. Riley Wanick from Riverdale. He's facing Preston Eckstein, as I mentioned earlier. And that's still in a 0-0 score. Emerson Moen has a 2-0 lead. Now 4-0 lead. Pete Perkins is wrestling on his feet, looking for takedown. Right smack in the middle of the WIAA circle. Got the logo of the WIAA right in the middle. Continue to work, trying to find his way into a single leg takedown or some sort of a takedown anyway. Riley Wanick's match still scoreless over there on mat number 8. Emerson Moen is up 4-0, down to 15 seconds in the second period as Teague Perkins is struggling to get some offense going here. And there's the warning against Teague. I don't know why he warned Teague and not the other guy too, but either wrestler is making much attempts at takedowns here. Probably could have warned either wrestler, or both wrestlers, I should say. Now we're going to have the end of the period here with enough 1-0 lead. As Teague will take the bottom position down by 1.
Third period is underway. Emerson Moen of Iowa Grand Highland, 4-0 in the lead.
We're getting close to the end of this session, folks, as the one mat for the girls is empty. The last match out there for them right now. It's actually one more after that one, I'm sorry. Teague is on the bottom, and he's getting turned here by a good power half. Shoulders are turned in the close of the mat here. He's got a lot of time on the clock here. He's got to try to fight out of this, bridge out of this, if at all possible. Just trying to keep that right shoulder up off the mat. Tough for Teague here, and now he tries to adjust and bridge the other way. Maybe he can pop out there if he can get enough momentum coming over the top. Commenting on how tall and long his opponent is. He's got a lot of leverage there. He just can't get through that. He's got that left shoulder up off the mat yet. Now he tries to switch back over to the right shoulder. That gives the opportunity for Lusking to readjust. Down to just a minute to go here. He's got to fight a long time here as he's given up the near fall, but now he's got to try to fight through and not get pinned. There's the pin. The pin for Cale Lessing from Seymour. The pin in 3 minutes and 4 minutes and 17 seconds.
L. Teague Perkins, a two-time state place winner for Richland Center, always conducts himself well. It's been a pleasure to watch him wrestle, that's for sure.
I see Riley Wanick must have finished. So apologize, I didn't see the end of that. Meanwhile, Emerson Moen is growing to a 9-0 lead, and he's down just a couple seconds here. He's going to take the third place medal at Division III, 165 pounds. 9-0 victory. We'll get Riley's here as soon as we have a chance.
There it is. Eckstein, the winner, with a pin in 343. And Riley Wanick, like Teague Perkins, we've been kind of comparing the two over the course of the tournament, fighting injury for the last year and a half, both of them. And both of them play sixth here at the state tournament. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more and update you on some more finals as we head toward the 1 o'clock hour. And I would guess this session is going to be over in about 20 minutes.
Yep.
But we'll be back with more from Madison in just a moment. This is State Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
BL Signs, LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. Whether you are a small business, large business, or anything in between, they will help you with all of your signage needs. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company in Spring Green. Providing single origin coffees from around the world in unique blends, they're dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. Brewhaha Roasters uses superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. It's available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza.